talking now with Jay Vroom with Crop Life America. Jay, let's talk about the regulatory environment that your companies that you represent face these days. I know that it seems like everybody that has to deal with Uncle Sam finding more and more, I don't know if you want to call it red tape, but they're finding a lot of challenges.
Well, absolutely. So, you know, first of all, we would start with saying that the crop protection industry that Crop Life represents has always been a proponent of strong, science-based, and fair regulation. And over the many decades that our industry has been regulated, first by USDA, and then when EPA was created, the Pesticide Regulatory Authority moved over there in 1970 or 71. But, you know, a lot of years, a lot of products come and go, a lot of new demands from agriculture and Mother Nature, you know, creating challenges with pests and agriculture. And so in the late 90s, we saw a tremendous slowdown in the amount of time that it was required to get a new pesticide active ingredient through the regulatory process. And it got up to well in excess of 4 years from time of application until getting that license granted. And so we stepped up as an industry and negotiated through the Congress and with EPA a scheme to force our industry to pay higher fees for improved service so that EPA could then have the resources to hire more scientists, to afford more outside contractors, better information computer systems, because the information that they have to evaluate on a new pesticide product is mountainous. And all of that, in the course of about 2 years' time, increasing by about 2x the amount of fees that our industry paid, cut that time to market from 4 years to under 2 years. And so now that's been about 12 years since we first got that law passed and implemented. And like everything in Washington, mission creep and other things grow, and we're seeing a return to that plus 3 year time frame. So this is a time, 2012, to reauthorize that law that enables those fees to be paid and to be dedicated to EPA focus and efficiency. And so, you know, we're having a good discussion with EPA and about to see the law to reauthorize that reintroduced in Congress, something we're working on. But the other thing we have to be mindful of is that the society keeps demanding that lots of new science be invented and the products and the technologies like ours be evaluated in ways that nobody could even imagine 10 years ago. And that adds cost and time. Ultimately, that hits the farmer's pocketbook because it means that our technologies are slower to get to the marketplace, and it really results in some unintended consequences like older products staying in the marketplace or being used, you know, and creating some resistance problems that you otherwise might not expect, particularly in this environment where we've got so much pressure on the American farmer to produce more, which is a great thing, but the technologies have got to keep pace, and the regulatory environment is a key driver there. So, you know, we appreciate your question. It is a concern, one that, you know, we're fortunate to work very closely with major farm organizations in lobbying the Congress to find solutions to make sure that that innovation machine continues to bring out newer and better products all the time for the American farmer.
I would think that probably we're talking about in the case of maybe trying to label for an additional crop or two, maybe a smaller acreage crop. A lot of times it comes down to dollars and cents. Can they afford the regulatory cost to do it?
Precisely. In the Food Quality Protection Act that Congress passed in 1996, we got some extra provisions added to the pesticide law that allow companies to gain up to 3 years of additional exclusive use for their registration data in exchange for adding minor crops to their product label. And we've seen some limited use of that. We're actually, I think, about to see the first new herbicide product registered for some of these resistant glyphosate product concerns from the benefit of that law from 1996, mm-hmm. as a minor crop kind of an application. So, you know, there are some creative folks in this town. That kind of cuts against the conventional wisdom that Washington is, you know, full to the brim with bureaucrats that are entrenched and don't want to change. That's not entirely true. We do have a lot of big government here that gets in the way of a lot of good things, but we also have some smart people trying to do the right thing.
What do you see? In other words, what's out there on the horizon? What sort of things are your companies doing to be able to succeed and serve the American farmer in the future?
Well, I would say, you know, number one is the combination of efficacy between modern plant biotechnology and better conventional chemistry, a lot of which works hand in glove together and requires a lot more management attention in many cases from the farm operator, planning as well as monitoring, you know, what's going on in the field during the growing season and all the rest. Precision technology, so the ever better nozzle technology, the GPS capacity of driving, you know, those spray rigs to minimize overlap, to ensure that the product is going right where it's intended to function and use, and to minimize any environmental contamination has really gone really through the roof in terms of enhancements to environmental protection. And then lastly, some of the really exciting stuff that we've seen in terms of crop protection innovation has to do with management of plant health. We've known that there have been sort of sub-lethal kinds of plant diseases out there in crops for a long time, but the innovation of some of the newest, best fungicide technology has allowed farmers to, particularly in this current commodity price environment, to utilize these technologies to get yield boosts that no one could have imagined 10 years ago. A lot more research and development going on to look for those newer, better mousetraps in all of those categories. It's a really exciting time to be in modern agriculture.